We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
What's up, Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I got a really cool guest coming on. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Take it away.
Hello, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the introduction. I am Daisy Vasquez Vogt, which is why I go by Daisy V. It's so much easier than having people try to understand my two last names and where they're from. I'm really excited to be here. I founded Activated Life by Daisy V. I am an integrative nutrition health coach, and I actually work with the parents or the mom specifically of, you know, kids that have some sort of special needs, whether they be just really basic or whether they be a little bit more complicated, but basically trying to help the moms and the caretakers start taking care of themselves again. I think that's so important. I have a special needs son myself, and I realized that there's not a lot of help out there for the moms and dads. And so that's kind of who I am and what I'm about.
That's great that you want to help the parents. It'd be nice if my parents got that help years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. What kind of situations? It's interesting because you're like the older version now, right? Like, how old are you, Jimmy? I'm sorry.
27.
You're 27, right? Okay. But like, did you need a lot of care when you were a kid? I've read a little bit about your story, but maybe you could like fill me in just a little bit too.
I had to go through physical therapy, occupational therapy, just to learn how to walk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was not walking at the appropriate age group according to the awesome doctor that I had. I don't even remember if it was a him or a her. I probably didn't want to get along with that person anyway.
Well, that happens too. But that's also a bad thing. That's also frustrating for the parents because then they have to deal with you and they have to deal with the doctor.
Yeah. And it probably was a good thing that I didn't. Plus, I had to go through speech therapy too. So,
mm-hmm.
And it probably was a good thing that I didn't know how to talk at the time because I probably would open my big mouth.
A blessing in disguise.
Yeah. But now they probably wish I had never got me speech therapy because I don't know how to shut up.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Hey, with parents, I say that about my son all the time. I never taught him English. You see, my stepkids are Latin American. They're from the Dominican Republic. And my kids always refuse to speak English at home. And lately, I've been teaching my son English because I'm more like one-on-one caretaking with him. And now he understands everything. And then he answers rudely and he calls his nurse the ugly nurse when she comes to... And I'm like, I should have never taught you English in the first place. I made this rude little monster.
My mom's friend's husband who was had to get who passed away years ago. She was taking him back and forth to his chemo treatments, mm-hmm. And this was. I only remember this because she only repeated this story like 1,000 times to me. And she comes it up with different weird ways, but she says to me, and it's like, yeah, And it's like, I used to rush around between the chemotherapy and this and get you the speech therapy. And he used to, my mom's friend's husband used to say, it's like, you're going to wish that he never started talking in the first place. And yeah, there. And now I'm a motivational speaker, so.
Exactly. But you're using your abilities now to great things, which is why, you know, we want the best for our kids, because we know there's something great inside of you.
Hopefully.
There always is. There always is. There's a reason you're here, and there's a reason you do what you do. And I mean, that's why. That's why I'm glad they pushed you too, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to be sitting here bitching about them.
Pretty much.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but hey.
Anything goes.
It's the truth.
So what made you want to start helping parents?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in how, like, what we feed ourselves and what we do with our bodies helps our mind. And so I realized I was going through a time where I was having some health issues and I wasn't really taking very good care of my body. And I started going, you know, into the little depressive thing, and we were living away from family. And I just realized once I started taking better care of myself, once people started guiding me and kind of coaching me and exposing me to things like nutrigenomics, biohacking, like different things that you can do to your body and you can do to your mind. Like, mind hacking is so cool. It's fascinating because you can actually control yourself. Once I started learning about that, I was just like, you know what? All the other families out there that could benefit from this, right? They just don't have the time to go and look for it because they don't have a friend that's there to walk them through it. And that's kind of like what became my mission, to be able to connect to all these moms and these caretakers and show them, because it's not, I mean, you know, it's not hard to eat properly if you have a proper plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's not hard to go and take, I mean, I run 3 times a week, right? Because that's what I do. But it's not hard to go take a walk if you're not on the point where you're like exercising like crazy. But it's not hard to go outside and take a 15-minute walk if you manage your time properly. But if you don't realize and if you don't notice how healthy that is for you and how much you need it, you know, there's no way you can get better. So that's just what I kind of wanted the desire to do.
It's kind of like I could relate to that as well.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Well, because, I kind of felt like there's not a lot of autism advocates out.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Psychic Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Psychic out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Psychic. it'll boost your productivity probably tenfold. Because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
Up there, I mean, maybe there's more than I give credit to, because also I didn't Google. I probably did Google, like, so many different advocates made out there. But yeah. I don't really have that time in my day. And I probably get, like, a lot of Google searches, maybe. But I kind of feel like it would have been like, I want to give a unique perspective coming from an actual autistic person, like Temple Grandin. She's autistic, but what she knows, I mean, like, she knows a lot, and I definitely know she knows a lot, but like she's a lot older than me, but I was like, well, maybe I can be the next generation, whereas, like, hey, well, this person had to go through similar things, but it happened in a different scenario, or he had to overcome, well, I had to overcome 9 year surgeries, which was so much fun.
Every single surgery is fun.
Oh, yeah. The only fun part was that it got me out of class.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Bummer.
And everything is just like now. It's a hard struggle.
But yeah, this kind of like me. I just wanted to give a unique perspective because like there's all the research out there of autism, which is not that much. I mean, quite a bit, but not as much as I don't know, cancer research.
Of course.
And I kind of feel like there's still that gray area, and I want to talk and share my life experiences with autism. It's like, oh, well, you have the science, but here's this person who's writing about it and living it every single day.
Exactly. Because that's the thing, because so many children now or young adults and even like adults that didn't realize that they had autism are now being, you know, living with this different kind of disease, because it's not one like your autism, I'm sure, is very different than another child who might be diagnosed with the same autism. But each of you are super unique and have, like, you have your ear surgeries that you went through, you had the walking that you had to relearn, and the speaking that you had to relearn. Another child might be able to speak, but might have issues, you know, with their eyes instead of their ears. So even you can still motivate, and you can still share, and you can still all learn from each other. And that's the great thing. That's why I love what you do, because there's not enough that have that strength to go and share, because they're so tired with everything that they've been through, and they haven't figured out that, you know, you can do exercise and you can do things to help yourself and make it better, and then motivate more. And just, that's the whole point. And that's what you're supposed to do, is share and motivate others.
And here's another question for you. What did you find hard about dealing with your autistic? You said son, right?
Well, he's not autistic.
Oh.
No, he's not autistic. He has a degenerative disease.
So, what did you find hard about? With that?
Lots of different things. I think for us, the hardest part was really getting the diagnosis, because the country that he was born in the Dominican Republic. And since he's my stepson, I came into his life, he was 4, turning 5. And they never knew what he had. And nobody in that country, because it's a small island, in the middle of the Caribbean, where, I mean, there's nothing, and they're lacking a lot of education. They just didn't know what it was that he was affected from. And I think that was the hardest part, because just seeing, like, meeting this little boy who every time it rained ended up in the hospital, and then there's nurses, like, sticking him with needles 9 or 10 times because they can't find a vein. Those are all things that his condition has. But if the doctors don't know that, you know, it's hard to watch a little boy go through that. And trying to figure out what it was that he had was the hardest part. And once we figured it out, once we got the right diagnosis, because we also got a different wrong diagnosis in between that crushed us, But once we got the right thing, we were like, okay, now we can work. Now we can see. Now we can do things. Every obstacle didn't seem that hard anymore. It just became something to overcome. The hard part is when you don't know.
It sounds like kind of like some of the doctors did to me. I had to get I had to get an MRI of my brain, they gave me so many different diagnoses back then. And it's funny, later on, they finally included diagnosing during autism. So now everything that I went through, they put everything basically on the spectrum that they diagnosed me. And it's like, but years ago, it's not really included. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Because it's new too. They don't know a lot of things about all these diseases, right?
Doctors don't have crystal balls.
Exactly. And they don't learn the right things always. I mean, doctors are just people that have some sort of education. That doesn't mean they know everything.
I think the only person who could probably know everything, if she was real, would be Mary Poppins.
Definitely, 100%.
She's almost perfect.
Almost. Actually, you know what? Even the outfit is perfect. She is perfect. So I have a question for you. When you initially got the different diagnoses, like, do you remember how you were feeling at that time? How, like, what kind of things could have helped you? Like, because you were younger at that time too, right?
Yeah. The ones earlier for getting like the different scans of my brain and heart and whatnot, I didn't remember those parts, but I remember the ones when I moved to Pennsylvania. I met this one doctor. I went a few times a week, maybe once a week. Got me out of school early, which was nice. Obviously, I was not a big fan of school. I'm a big fan of college because I always get to study what I want, but I didn't like the system I was in. And I remember going to this office. It was basically it was like this wooden office all around wood, kind of like feeling texture around me. And I remember she asked me so many different questions to do this one thing. And sometimes I said I didn't know how. And basically at the end of the results, she basically told my parents that I won't be able to do this. And I don't remember the list because it was just obnoxious. And it was just so long. And so I was like, what the heck? And she was basically talking to my parents while I'm just like, I was in the room like, oh, he's not there. And I'm like,
That's so rude.
And I really didn't even know that I was different. I just thought, oh, well, I just don't know this. what am I supposed to know?
Exactly.
And honestly, I didn't really... I honestly didn't really find out that I was autistic until I was in high school. I got some hints here and there, but like the classrooms I was in.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Some of them are more big, some of them are small, or sometimes medium size. And so I just thought that, oh, well, it's a classroom. And it's like, there's nothing different up there. And I just thought all the classes were that same size, because, like, even though I went to other classrooms, I just thought, oh, well, maybe that's just the only room that they have left. It's not like this, like, this is special education with a label on it. It's just a classroom.
Good.
And so I'm kind of glad I kind of figured out myself, because I don't want people to say, you're autistic and you're weird. And it's like, I'm not weird.
No.
Even though sometimes I like to think I am.
We're all weird. We're supposed to be weird.
Exactly.
Well, if we were all the same, how boring would life be?
Well, I said this in my podcast last night. If we were all the same, we would be stormtroopers from Star Wars.
You're the second person that has talked to me about Star Wars now. I got asked on a show last night about Star Wars, and I had to admit that I know nothing about them. And now you're here talking. Don't. Like, can we change the subject, please?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to go in there.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast. Our first plan is called Load Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus Ask Me About Anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99, the next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
I was just making just one reference.
Oh, no Star Wars references, please. You scare me.
How did you get invited to the thing anyway?
I'm sorry. Fitness, lifestyle, health.
How did they invite you into that?
No, the other thing was just something.
Oh my.
Oh no. This is why I love talking to people, because it's just fun to learn where you're from, what you're all about. And some things like this come up.
So, what do you find most challenging about fitness?
Oh, that's a good question.
I wish I had those sometimes.
You did. Write that one down. That was a good one. Keep that one. What's most challenging about fitness? Probably just starting. Because even it's like, you know, you're really lazy. Like, I think we're naturally really lazy beings and creatures. And just starting the fitness, or starting the action, is difficult. But once, like, an object in motion stays in motion. So once you're doing something, it's awesome, right? Like once I start running, I don't stop. And then I'm like, right now I'm on 3 days a week, 3 miles every time, you know, and I'm on point. But 3 months ago, before I started, it was like, no, my bed, it's so comfortable, I'm staying here, right? So I think the starting in fitness is the hardest. Once you're in it, and once you get excited about it, you're like, at least that's me, that's my viewpoint, because I've always been into fitness.
For me, I kind of found a hard with fitness when I started P90X years ago, mm-hmm. to lost my weight, and what's really funny, apparently, like, the first week in P90X, me, mm-hmm. and my dad were crawling up the stairs because they were just like, this is so hard, and this is like, warning, you should consult your doctor before starting this program. and this was like,
did you?
I should have, but no. So it was 6 o'clock at night. It was either start now or I'm not starting.
Or never. And you see the starting part. Yep. Okay.
And so I forced myself to do it. And I knew I was smart enough to modify when I needed to modify.
Yeah.
Or stay away from exercises that I can't physically do because of my neck. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's either I start now or I'm not starting, because it's like the suspense is killing me, and especially, I can't even reference this other thing because, it's like my lawyer. I'm waiting for him to give me the status of what I need to do to rephrase my trademark and everything. And he told me, it's like, yeah, I suggest that we dial this in so it could just go right through to the process and everything so you can be accepted. And I was like, great. So what does that entail? And it's like, this thing is stressing me the hell out. And of course, he hasn't gotten back to me with the information yet. And it's like, really, the suspense is killing me here.
Yeah.
And it's like,
let's do this.
It's like, this is a dramatic pause. And so if I felt like with P90X, if I left it over to the next night, I'd be like, the suspense is killing me. What's in this program? I probably could have Googled it, but I didn't really want to psych myself up. It's like, uh-uh.
You wanted to get into it, hands on.
And so, obviously, I don't suggest that to anybody to do that way, but I did it that way. It worked out fine, but obviously, consult your doctor first, but...
Yeah.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like... having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day, because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And check out hydroflask.com for more information.
I don't always follow what my brain says to me, because sometimes that doesn't work.
You know, and sometimes people consult their doctor and then they still don't do what the doctor tells them to do.
And sometimes the doctors might say to you, it's like, I don't think this is a good fit for you, but then you still do it anyway.
Exactly. So, you know, why bother?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Exactly. That's the right thing to do. Completely the right thing to do. I stopped fitness for years when I was in high school because I had a growth on my leg and the doctors told me if I stop doing exercise, I'll be fine and my leg will grow back to normal. It's like a little joint it's a bone that's not supposed to be there. But I'm like, okay, and I stopped doing exercise. I gained like 10, like you guys do pounds here. I gained like 20 pounds. And, you know, I was not for the better or anything of it. I was like, okay, no, my leg is still, you know, the thing's still growing. And nothing's changed. I just feel like really bad and I'm fat and I'd really like to do exercise again. So the doctors don't always know everything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the days when, there's some days where I feel like I'm worried that if I'm sick and I'm laying in my bed, I'm going to, like, I feel like I will never work out again. But it's funny, when I'm better or, like, when I'm starting to get better, I was like, mm-hmm. I must go work out. I'm poor as hell.
Mm-hmm. It's in your nature.
Yeah. And it's like, because there's sometimes when I mess with, I'm just going to say it anyway. Sometimes I mess with my parents when they work out and mm-hmm. then they get sick, it's like, oh, it's hard to start back up. And it's like, how's it hard to start back up? And it's like, for me, I'm like, yay, I'm out of bed and I'm going to go do something.
Well, you have to remember the age difference is a little bit there too.
Yeah.
That affects too, because it's good for you being as young as you are that you get into that habit. Because that will pull you through when you get as you get older, because it's just a part of your nature already. If you look at, and this is again like when you said before, when you were saying, I wish my parents would have had somebody, you know, to help guide them. Because like as you get older and as you care for others or as you become a parent and you go through different life phases, you don't put the value on exercise and nutritional eating and as much sleep. Because you just can't fit it all in the day. And that's what starts to lack off. And then you have to relearn that that's important. So like you're in a completely different mindset than your parents. You have to give them some slack too.
I try, but they don't always give me slack.
They're not supposed to, they're your parents.
Oh, they should give me at least some slack.
Uh-oh. Nah, for what?
Oh, bummer.
Now, there's no, what's that called in English? No pity. Sorry.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access, access to our free Facebook community, and so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I have too many languages in my head.
So, what would you recommend for people who are just starting out with fitness? How should they get motivated?
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit a web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. Are you stuck with and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes delivered right to your door. They're fresh. They're cooked for you. And all you have to do is heat it up in the microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I think this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them.
Do you like Crazy Fitness Guy and want us to stay in business? Consider becoming a subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will be helping support our mission, which is to help educate people about autism and change their perspective so that they can look at it as a unique gift instead of a disease that needs to be cured. At Crazy Fitness Guy, there is only me, aka Jimmy Clare. I am what you call an indie podcaster, meaning there is no company backing Crazy Fitness Guy. So in other words, if I run out of money, there would be no more crazyfitnessguy.com. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will get these exclusive benefits like ad-free content, so you do not have to listen to ads like this one anymore. Behind-the-scenes access, you will get sneak peek previews of upcoming shows, and you will get early access to episodes before it's released worldwide. Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast has been featured over 9+ countries around the world. So just think about that. If you like these exclusive benefits, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/support for more information. I hope you will consider supporting me and Crazy Fitness Guy for years to come. Thank you for your generous support over the years. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
With fitness as in physical fitness, you mean?
Yeah.
I think they need to find something that they like to do. You know what I mean? I think that's so important because I have this problem, like, if you don't like doing something and somebody tells you, like, if you don't like running and somebody tells you to go run a mile, you're going to be dreading every single step. But if you like to dance and somebody tells you, hey, turn the music up in your living room and dance for 10 minutes, hey, you'll do that with all the power in the world and you'll get your workout because you're doing something that you like, right? So I think that's super important for people to find what they enjoy, an activity that they enjoy that involves fitness. And it can be swimming, it can be running, it can be walking, it can be yoga, it can be like, there's so many different forms of fitness now. It doesn't just have to be aerobic.
And so there's also Beachbody on Demand too.
Correct. And there's stuff online, exactly.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting. Just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices. Apple.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information.
Exactly. I mean, you can get the machines, you can get Beachbody, you can get so many different courses online that you can really find something that works specifically for you.
And yeah, I absolutely enjoy fitness because my mom, she likes to call me. I don't know if it just, I don't know if she made it up, but she kind of like says that I'm kind of like the poster child for like fitness because mm-hmm. like for me, it's like, if I don't work out in the morning, now I don't mind like if I don't work out because I have karate at night. So, mm-hmm. But she knows when, if I don't, if I skip working out, like maybe it's just a day off, but sometimes I might be off or like my mood might be not in the right frame of mind, mm-hmm. and I turn into Incredible Hulk, just without the green and without all the big muscles, just like I'm frustrated or I woke up and mm-hmm. it's like, no one get in my way today. It's like, fair warning.
Yep.
And I don't try to be that way, but it just it is like earlier today I was grumpy because I had a tool that didn't work that was working pretty much. Actually, it was working like all last week, the week before that, a month before mm-hmm. that, and today I accessed the tool from my other computer and it's like it's not downloading anything. It's like, oh, come on, I downloaded everything earlier this week, and it's like, you freaking tool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and of course it has a paid version, but I'm using the free one, and it's like, well, I'm not paying the premium because this thing is not worth the tool money.
Of course. But so what does a typical, like, fitness day for you look like? You, like, get up in the morning, and, like, what do you do? Because you said you have to get your morning workout. What do you do?
So for me in the morning workouts, it could include a Beachbody on demand program. Right now I'm doing Morning Meltdown 100. It's like this workout program that you do over a 100-day period. It doesn't have to be right in a row, but for me I'm doing it in a row because why not?
Because you're nuts. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. I am nuts. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was a compliment.
And well, I do work out 6 days a week, so
that's why I remember reading that. That's why I already know that. And I'm glad you're not taking offense to me. It's okay.
I know I'm not, so thank you.
So you do that. That how long does that take you?
The workouts vary between, I would say, anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes.
Okay.
But I noticed on the last. And the 100th workout, it's going to be 53 minutes long. Oh, I did an hour before. I didn't know.
It's
still...
Okay.
My karate class used to be an hour.
Yeah, but karate, you don't... you're not kicking something the whole time. You're not, like, squatting the whole time. You spend some time standing around, too. I did karate, too.
Nope.
Not here?
Not in karate.
Not in your class?
Nope.
In mine.
For karate, right now I'm on Zoom classes, so yeah, I am kicking the air, but if I have punching bag, I would be punching it the whole time.
The whole time.
And there's a demonstration for like, I'd say less than a minute, and then it's right back to work. So, but now the class is about 45 minutes long, so does that, 8 minutes to that? Yeah, I can do 53 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So you do that at nighttime then, the karate Zooms?
Yeah, I do that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Very cool. And during the day, you knock in a workout there somewhere too?
Well, I only did the Beachbody on-demand workouts.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Little Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs are on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. To split out totals of six. I used to do nine, after tracking my food in my fitness pal, I was not eating enough to even cover 9 workouts in a week, and so I was like, I'm gonna stick with 6.
That's good. Yeah, but hey, if that's what works for you, that's amazing.
It is for me. It just like it helps me de-stress and keep all the emotions out of my morning. And honestly, like I said, I don't try to wake up grumpy. I might read something at night that caused me to be grumpy, or I have a tool that just decides to break, and I was like, oh, come on.
And it's part of life.
And it's one of my marketing tools, too, so. And it's like, okay, awesome. Glad I don't pay for it. Because I'd be asking for my money back.
Of course. Well, that's a new project for you now, to find a replacement.
I probably keep it because it probably will work again, but today it kind of frustrated me because it's like, okay, I was like, I got like 10 minutes before I had to go out of my house for viewing of the house. He's like, can this thing just work? And he's like, all I have to do is just download it. It's one image. Nope.
Okay. gotta love technology.
You should see my Zoom classes for my college class. And my English teacher, it just like cuts out on her, freezes, and then I'm the host, and then she comes back, and then sometimes goes down again. It's like,
oh,
awesome.
My gosh.
And I was sitting like, I love technology.
Yeah.
She's like, I hate it. And I was like, welcome to my world. I have to look at it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, people tell me I'm nuts for dealing with it every single day.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
It's part of the new world.
And it's probably Crazy Fitness Guy.
Exactly. How else would you get it out there?
I don't know. What do you think, where do you see your business in the next few years?
What kind of business?
What do you see yourself doing to help parents in the next few years?
Myself? Okay. I was thinking of Crazy Fitness Guy. Fitness Guy's going in the next 5 years, so it would be good to know. I see myself hopefully being able to connect with more people outside in real life again. I think that's so important. One of the things I really want to do is I really want to organize a retreat, like an annual retreat for moms to get together, for even the families to come together with the kids, and, you know, connect and build on a healthy lifestyle. But I just want to be able to reach people where they are and where they need help from, because it's so easy to say, I want this to happen. But what I really want to happen is I want families to feel better. So if I can reach 100 families within the next year, I will be a very, very happy girl. And if I can, in the next 5 years, maybe grow that to reach 5,000 families, then that would be amazing.
Well, if you ever have a virtual convention, I'd be very happy to speak at it.
Thank you. You are definitely going on my list. I would want you there.
Because I'm definitely always trying to get my name out there. And I feel, yeah, I kid you not, this week, and I think maybe a little bit last week, maybe more this week, I feel like I've been marketing more, which I really like the marketing aspect of it, because it's kind of like a never-ending changing game, and I like to feel that I'm actually marketing my speaking capabilities and not just doing all this technical bull crap on the end of
the back end.
Yeah. Because I don't like it. It's like, if I could hire a person just to manage, and I don't mean mind fixing the broken links on my site, but just like, again, the marketing stuff that I use for all the marketing material from my social media accounts. And it's like, really? Out of all the things break, fine, break my newsletter.
You need a virtual assistant.
Yeah. But I can't afford one at the moment.
Well, you will be. You will be able to.
I just only need $600,000 a month.
You don't need.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And and Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.
That much.
Feels like it.
It will come. It will come. See it and it shall come.
But yeah, that just, like this week, I kind of feel like I got all of my extra tasks off my to-do list. And it's
there
like,
you go.
And somebody asked me last night, it's like, are you making a book? And it's like, I wish. But what I really said is like, I can't confirm or deny it.
No, you can't. You never know what's going to happen. I get told I should write a book all the time. I'm like, I have like a dozen books in me. I just don't have the time to write them. But they're coming. Eventually, they'll get out there.
I actually met someone on through Facebook who has written over 40 books, and she comes out with like a few books a month, and it was like, what? And it was like,
what does she do? She has
I don't know what she does. Like, well, she runs her own podcast, she runs her own website, she runs her own business, and apparently she's even starting a TV show, and it was like, you made me look bad.
Yeah, that's kind of intimidating, but that's okay. That's her past.
Yeah, I know.
Good for her. Good for her. Be happy for her. She's achieving all she wants to. That's great.
Yeah, and well, she, what I really like, she's really generous because she gave me this blueprint for creating a book if I ever wanted. And I was like, wow. And she's like, just keep these things in mind while you're writing. And it's and basically by the time when you get to this list, you have a book. And it's like, oh, I never, it just like, it looks so easy. And it's like,
hey, it might be. That's awesome.
And so I was like, yeah, maybe one day I have, I have the thoughts up in here. I just have to get them on paper.
Exactly. Well, if she says it's that easy and she already gave you an outline, then just follow her outline.
Yeah.
And you'll have a book out before you know it.
Yeah. And probably my parents probably was like, well, now you have to give me all the money. And it's like, I don't think so.
We can divide the royalties. We'll discuss that when it happens.
I have to discuss with my lawyer first.
Exactly. You see? Exactly. That's what I mean. When it happens, we can discuss. Or you can discuss with my lawyer.
Here's my lawyer's business card.
Correct.
I'll text him in the background and it's like, don't bother him. It's like, don't bother answering.
Just put them in the will, no?
maybe. Let this out. Stay right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, wait. Keep it in all for me. No, I'm kidding. I love my parents, but...
I know you do. It's all good.
Half and half.
It's all good. There's no love lost between me and my son either, so it's okay.
I love my parents. It's just sometimes we get annoying at each other, especially during this whole pandemic.
I was going to say, this situation couldn't be helping you.
No. And I try to stay away from, like, out of their hair when they're in a bad mood, but there's sometimes where, like, they just fire questions after questions at me when I'm just in a bad mood, and it's like, I don't know this answer. Well, why don't you know this answer? Because I have 6 million other things on my to-do list. Hello. I'm writing a research paper for college. And, like, my brain has information overload.
Of course.
But it's like, they're just like,
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I don't know.
Give them a break. They're just parents.
I feel like I talk to robots half of the time. So,
and to big classes, yeah?
Oh. Why do you think...
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Do you have your own website?
Yes, I do. I have a website. I have a page on Facebook. I have a group on Facebook. I send out my newsletter every month. Work on all those lovely things.
Do you like what you do?
I love what I do. It's fun. I minored in marketing. I never thought I would be able to run my own business, but I was lucky that just before the pandemic and everything started, I decided to, you know, become a coach and actually study it and say, okay, I'm really going to do this. So yeah, I really liked it.
Well, you must have better marketing tactics than I do, because I learned it on the go. Well, not really on the go, but while I was doing everything, because I learned it from also HubSpot.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs are on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99. And then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Free stuff because, well, I mean, they're a really big brand name out there in the marketing world, and they have never steered me wrong yet.
Perfect.
And I mean, it took me some time to get through the classes. I took screenshots of those classes. Just for now, it's not selling it or anything. I kind of had to say that so that if they heard this episode, it's like, wait, he took screenshots and he's selling this information? It's like, no. I'm not one of those people to sell information off of people.
Off of others, of course not.
And I was like, I'm not a thief. And I was like, if I was, I'd probably be a buttload rich right now.
Correct.
But unfortunately, I'm not.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. No, hey, you can learn anything online now. And everybody can, you know, you don't need to go to school and take the courses or anything. I just like to do it because that's what works for me, because that's how I learn better. And I learned that for myself. If you're able, like what you've been able to do, even if you didn't have any, like what you, if you want to say formal training, it's still amazing. And the amount of people that you're reaching and that you're speaking to and that you're advocating for is, it's amazing. Congratulations. I mean, you shouldn't put yourself down for that.
I just hope I'm doing enough for everyone, because there's some days where if I don't get, I kind of have like some kind of, I don't know, I kind of feel like I have an alter ego sometimes with myself. It's like, oh, am I posting enough to Instagram? And then it feels like, oh, I'm not doing this enough. And then,
That's normal.
Well, that's, how do you deal with it then?
I give myself a break. It sounds really funny, but it's true, because you have to realize you're only one person. There's only so many hours in the day. I know every morning that I wake up, I have the things that I want to do. And if I don't get them done, I will move them over to the next day. I will beat myself up for them, because if I notice that I spent some time during the day where, you know, maybe I could have been posting to Instagram instead of meditating like I do, or sometimes I sit with my dog and I just stroke my dog and I'm thinking, and or I go take a walk because I just need a couple minutes away from my son and the house, and I think, oh, I should have used this time for this, I should have used this time for that. But it's like, no, you needed that break time, you needed to dedicate yourself maybe to your college papers, right? You needed to dedicate yourself to your health and your fitness, because that's what will allow everything else to flow properly. So the only one that's criticizing you is you.
I am my worst enemy.
Exactly. We all are. The voice in our head is the worst thing that we can listen to.
And
it's the worst.
It's kind of, sometimes my voice tells me in my head that, and it's like, I don't think you're going to be able to do motivational speaking. And I said to it, and it's like, shut up, little voice in my head. And it's like, guess what? I'm speaking at a virtual convention on December 5th with 1,200 people watching me live. And it's like, if that's not motivational speaking, then...
And what is? Exactly. That's exactly what you have to do.
And I had to say that because people, you ought to definitely tune in to watch me speak on December 5th at 5 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss it.
Send me the link. I want to share it on my network too.
Sure. I'll send it to you.
Please.
I'll send it to you right after this so I don't forget. Because
all right.
I'm writing a 6-to-8-page research paper that it's... And of course, my parents want me to go to my shore house tomorrow. And
oh, like, fun.
Fun and not fun at the same time, because there's like, well, we're going to leave at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, well, I have to pack up all my stuff. I have to pack up my laundry. I have to pack up my two laptops. I have to pack up my my white noise machine. Don't even ask me why I even have one. It's helping me sleep, but it's a long story.
I love white noise machines. I wish I could put one in my bedroom, but my husband watches television at night.
And I also have my diffuser because I like using essential oils.
Very good for you.
And even though people say that...
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
it's terrible. It's not FDA approved. You know what? I learned about FDA approved in a nutrition class. It means Jack Daly squat. The bar is so low. The guidelines are low. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, FDA, if you want me to change that, I'm not going to change it because that's what I learned in nutrition class. So make a guideline stricter. I'll change it then.
And then we'll change it. Yep. I need to send you something about biohacking that you'll like.
Ooh, what is it about?
You know biohacking, right? You know what it's about.
Yeah.
Well, there's a way you can get your body to lower the internal stress and get your brain to focus better. It's super, super cool.
Oh, you definitely got to send it to me. I will put it in the show notes for people out there if you like me to.
I will. Yeah, sure. I'll send you the link. It's really awesome. It's a nootropic and it helps your brain focus. So when you're like writing those college papers, or like for me, when I'm doing like my marketing, when I'm like doing my whole monthly setup plan, I drink one of those. It's got no caffeine, but it helps you focus and you're like laser, like let's go. Work it. Awesome. It's awesome. And it's all natural.
Sweet. Is it expensive?
No, it's like $50 a month.
Not terrible.
Not horrible.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Little Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library and archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs are on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You get everything in the crazy plan. Plus, you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99 and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
Drink Starbucks coffee and all that stuff and Red Bull and all that horrible, horrible stuff all the time.
I didn't even drink coffee.
You don't drink? Me neither. I don't need it.
You know what my coffee is? It's my fitness.
Exactly. But some autistic kids, they tell to give coffee to because it helps them focus. It's like, don't give them coffee, please. It does so much other damage.
For me, if I have too much sugar now, I mean, I used to love having a lot of sugar. But now when I have like too much sugar, I'm like, hey, what are we going to do?
You're like that cartoon that bounces off the walls, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I was like, I can't sit still. And I'm like, my leg is so jittery, like,
I drink, if we ever go out, last story, I promise, we can cut this off. Last story, I drink tea all day, right? Apart from when I'm drinking my nootropics, but everything is decaffeinated. And when we go out and I forget that in like some restaurants they have sweet tea and it's not decaffeinated. I'm a sucker for sweet tea, but I forget that it has caffeine in it. Oh my gosh. There's like, no, when my husband just walks away, he's like, okay, I'm done. You can stay there and we'll talk later. So I get that. We don't need caffeine.
Caffeine, stay away from.
100%.
So where can people find you? for more information about you and your business and yeah.
Anything? Basically, through my website, activatedlifebydaisyv.com. And also, I have a page on Facebook that's also called Activated Life by Daisy V. That's my brand. Because of the whole last name, Vasquez Volk, I just made it V, makes it so much easier. And Daisy, like the flower, I hope everybody can remember that. That's also my logo, so should be quite easy to find. And then I'm also online on Facebook at Daisy Vasquez Volk, if anybody wants to look for me there. But I think activatedlifebydaisyv.com will be your best bet. You can sign up there for my newsletters, and you can connect with me there directly as well.
And let's definitely stay in touch, because maybe we can do a part two.
For sure.
Probably in 2021, because right now, me and my parents are talking about visiting my cousins in Chicago in December. So
we'll stay if you do travel.
And of course, let's see if my awesome governor of Pennsylvania can let me out.
That's what I'm gonna say.
I feel like I'm in a jail cell.
No, it's just for safety. Not a lot of them do.
Only I do.
We just have to do what's best for our families. I mean, seriously. Because even in Germany, where they're locking it up now again, Austria's locked up, like Europe is completely locked up, and it just has to be done.
Jeez. Where do you live, anyway?
I'm in Orlando, in Florida, but my family's German, so I have a lot of, like, all my relatives are over there, so that's where I actually listen to more news from.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you got all the warm weather.
Well, compared to Pennsylvania, yeah, for sure, but for what I'm used to, I grew up in the tropics, I grew up in Asia, and we're, like, in the mid-60s right now. It is cold.
Well, I'll take the mid-60s over, today is 60 degrees in Pennsylvania, but...
You see? We've got the same weather.
But I think next week it's going to be in the 40s, and it's like...
Yeah! Well, when the world is open again, you can come visit me in the winter.
Definitely. Hey, one of my friends are actually in Florida, so I'll visit both of you.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll buy a plane ticket on my parents.
There's a lot of things to do in Orlando.
I'll just take my parents' credit card. I'm kidding.
No, by then you won't need it anymore, because you're going to be successful.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
$5 million a week, that'd be nice.
Hey, why not? 10.
100.
No, come on. You got to leave left over for the rest of the people. Be greedy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Don't be greedy.
Don't be like Mark Zuckerberg.
10 million a week is still 40 million a month. That's okay. You can survive off that.
Yeah. Well, you should tell him that. You should tell that to him and Google that.
No. Now, let's not get into the powers of the world.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Let's stay in touch. And, yeah.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the listeners for tuning in. I really look forward to learning more about you, Jimmy.
Thanks.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?